Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Dear Family Courts podcast. My name is Lisa Welter, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jen Kinesny. Today, we are interviewing the lovely Shelly Garrison McCoy. Shelly lives in the California area, and she is a social worker. She's also a certified life coach, and she is now a trained transformative family mediator, bringing her circle practices and mediation skills to families working through divorce, families experiencing trauma, grief, and those that are working on rebuilding relationships with chronically ill or mentally ill loved ones. Shelly is a dynamo when it comes to this particular conversation. She's got the personal experience of single parenting, divorce, financial setbacks, family discord, mental crises, and caring for loved ones who are struggling with mental illness. Shelly is an incredible leader. I just invite you to take a step back, listen to her wisdom as she shares her story. Shelly, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here.
Thank you. Shelly and Lisa and I are good friends. And we're so excited to have her here today just to share what she's been up to and what she's doing with this work that we're all called to do on the call here. So Shelly, could you tell us a little bit about you? Tell us about your journey, some of your interests.
Sure. I started off as a, my journey started off as a divorced woman with two boys to raise. And I've learned so much on this journey of parenthood and also really having to rely on resources and other options to propel myself into where I am today. And I really credit social media for that, because that's how I connected with Jen and Lisa and found out about the Catalasso group and ended up really developing a business interest from that exposure. And it's really impacted my life. I'm doing personal coaching, circle group, and mediation as a result of my experience and my connection with Lisa and Jenna. So that is kind of where I am right now. What I'm doing is really helping other individuals, in particular women who have been through divorce, and also those that have had trauma in relationships, maybe some abuse as a result of divorce, and maybe having children that have issues related to that experience, like mental health problems or others that are related. So I'm able to really do some great work with individuals out there that really need the help. Learn how to help other people go through what I went through.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so beautiful. Shelly, if it's okay, I really would love for you, Shelly, and Jen to tell the story of how you guys met where we are today. So would you guys be willing to share a little bit of what that story looked like for the two of you?
Sure. Yeah. So for me, I think I should go first because I'm the one that reached out to you initially, I think. Yeah. So We were on Facebook. And of course, this is when COVID pandemic had really limited connection and social gathering. So this was like the best way to connect with others at the time through this means. And she posted a video just talking about some experiences she was having. And for some reason, I just connected with her, and I just messaged her. I got in her DMs and I just started talking about my life, and I didn't even know why I did it, but I did. And she responded and we connected. And next thing you know, I'm with her via our Zoom calls every couple of weeks. And we just kept that going and developed a friendship. And, from there, you know, we got involved with Catalasso Group, but it all started with reaching out and connecting through the social media.
Yeah, I remember when Shelly reached out to me and she was saying, you know, oh, I don't even know why I'm reaching out to you, or I saw your video and I don't even know what the video was about, but you know, God had a plan. God had a plan. And it was such a, I just loved everything Shelly said in her first point of contact with me, just made me want to connect with her. And I love leaders And we were both part of this great group and just learning to grow in some of our spiritual gifts. And I just knew like, oh, this is someone I need to get to know. And so it was super cool to connect with her, and she's in California and I'm in Minnesota. And it's so interesting to think back at the time. It was just such a blessing to form a friendship. And then Shelly has been kind of a part of our journey at the Catalasso group. She has been here the whole way through us even developing what we're doing today. She has been a part of it. She was instrumental. And just, I think, Shelly, if you hadn't been here, maybe some of the things that got developed and decided, you know, wouldn't have happened just by your presence and your engagement and the encouragement. And I mean, just you being attached to us at all, I think has been a huge part of the catalyst of really where God's brought this business to. And so, and then Shelly got to come to Minnesota, and she was here last year, y'all, when it was 17 below wind chill in February at a women's retreat in Minnesota.
In that type of weather. Yeah, I'm definitely a Cali girl, not used to it. But it was, I had a blast.
It was so fun. And now you're a Calistotan. We say this.
I am.
You got Minnesota roots, girlfriend. So fun.
I love that. Well, and I think you are, I love that you guys are recounting the steps of this last, 18 months for the two of you, and maybe a little bit over a year for me. And Shelly, you took it upon yourself in California to choose to go down the pathway of, once you learned restorative circles, you became trained in civil mediation and then jumped into our training, the transformative piece of it, so you could provide mediation for families. I would just love if you wanted to talk about what was that experience like? Because I mean, California, Minnesota, civil mediation to family mediation, there's a lot there to unpack.
Yeah, it was completely interesting because I first got my feet wet, like you've mentioned, with civil mediation and family law and learning about how to do things out here in California. And it's a lot that people don't understand about mediation, that it can benefit and can become a healing effort. And that's something that was connected, the dots were connected once I learned about transformative mediation through Catalasso. So I was very excited to do mediation with this end result possible. And I gathered some friends, I gathered some resources, and I just jumped in, looking for opportunities and receiving opportunities to go ahead and build business based on this really great idea of healing through these circumstances where you're really you really need support, but you also have work that needs to be done a specific way, and you need to mediate properly in order to accomplish that. And so I'm just grateful to be of service and to be able to offer this. It's unique. And a lot of people I've spoken to about it are they don't necessarily know and understand because it's not common, but they definitely are interested. And it just makes people feel better to know that they can be supported along the process.
Yes. Well, and I think it's important, Shelly, to raise the awareness for those that are listening that, of course, yes, you are in California and you were so humble to reach out to your California alternative dispute resolution leaders to see what the possibilities would look like. Could you be trained from Minnesota trainers and have that be acceptable for the California courts? And what did you learn?
Yeah, the training I received was really helpful. And the person that was training gave us a lot of insight into how things work out here in California and how to build business. And so I know that when you were on the call, we discussed how everything would kind of play out for me out here in California, as far as being able to introduce transformative mediation in the form that we have it. And we learned a lot, but mostly I think this pandemic has really opened up opportunities for mediation as a whole. So it wasn't complicated because we could do a lot of virtual work to help bring in families and work on establishing mediation. So that was really important, you know, to our success out here in California, because we can reach anyone.
Right.
So Shelley, just what have been some things like when you have gotten, as you've gotten trained and as you've started to think about kind of the possibility of this work and where it could be used, what are some of the things you've thought about or dreamt about that you would want to use this work for?
My journey motivates me. That's where I create my motivation and passion is derived from my experience to help others. So whether that be with transformative mediation or the restorative circles, really my sweet spot is right there because I'm able to actually minister, but also see people really glean understanding and understand how they need to tap into their own wellness and participate in it. Women who have been, they've lost their connection with their children because of alcoholism. We worked with sober living homes and just that whole experience, the hunger that these women have for restoration was really apparent, and it made participation so easy. And there was breakthrough, there was change, there was understanding that came as a result of their participation. And I was just blessed by that. I was really blessed by that. And it led to other opportunities. And right now I'm looking into opportunities to really bring that type of focus and also use that in transformative mediation in the court system.
Shelley, tell us about your business that you launched with a friend.
Okay. Yeah. So Peacemakers, Passionate for a Purpose, that's the name of the business. And what we offer is pretty much what I just mentioned, restorative circles, transformative mediation, and personal life coaching. It's been a real blessing to be able to do something for someone else that I didn't receive when I was going through my divorce and my journey, and just not having that support, not knowing what to do, not having the wisdom or the guidance. It's not necessarily that every person needs therapy or counseling, but sometimes you need coaching. You need to know kind of how to navigate through these difficult situations, especially if you have children. You really could use coaching. You really could use restorative circles for the family dynamic, and if needed, you know, for the court dynamic too. So I'm able, we are Selena, his name is Para Valdez. She's also my partner, and we offer this to people out here in California, but really we're open, like I said, because of the ability to do things virtually. And I really am grateful that I have a business set up that I can help others. And we're looking forward to so many opportunities coming up in the future.
What is something that you want the world to know about you or about what you think or what you want to do in the world? Like, what do you want the world to know?
I have to go with God on this, and really nothing's impossible with him. That's what I've learned. That's what I want the world to know. No matter how dark and deep the issue is, looks like there's no way out. There's nothing impossible with God. And I'm able to shed that light as I minister, as I share, as I coach, as I mediate, as I facilitate. And I'm really seeing the impact of this right now with clients that I have. And it just blesses me over and over again. So nothing's impossible. I'm learning that. I'm still learning that on my journey, that nothing's impossible with God. And the fact that he's given me this opportunity to be able to reach people that have been where I have, I'm speechless. You know, I'm speechless that I've been chosen to do something like that. Because when I was going through it, I didn't know. I had no clue. And it was so frustrating and discouraging to walk through that alone. So to be able to come alongside someone and walk them through is, wow.
So well said, Shelley. I hope for everybody that's listening, I mean, I see the heart of the ministry that you've established. And for those that are listening and looking for a non-anxious, humble set of leaders to walk with them through one of the hardest events of life, Shelley and Selena are our people. Jen and I just have such an affection and love for you, Shelley, and we're so proud of you and the way in which you're carrying yourself. And we know that God is certainly going to bless and grow this reach for you. So we're just so thankful for you and are just so encouraged by you.
Well, thank you so much, Shelley, for joining us today. And for any of you that are interested in working with Shelley, because who would not be interested in working with Shelley and her fabulous partner, Selena? Shelley is listed on our directory at the catalasogroup.com. You can find her and her contact information there for Passionate for a Purpose. Or we will also put her link to her website in the show notes, and you should reach out to her because, like she said, we're all in a Zoom culture right now and we can do things virtually that we couldn't do before. So thank you so much, Shelley, and for the great work that you're doing.